You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's June 26, 2025, and welcome to episode 139 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I just ate a giant bowl of homemade mac and cheese, so if you happen to hear something in the background that sounds like a trombone, think nothing of it. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about Rematch, but as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from the past week. And in a bit of odd news, there's a new Xbox-branded version of the Meta Quest 3S VR headset. And it's available right now. This $400 special edition headset is available at the time of this recording on Meta.com or at Best Buy stores in the U.S., but Microsoft says that quantities of this will be, quote, extremely limited, and that once they're gone, that's it. They're gone. The bundle includes a 128 gig Quest 3S in Xbox black and green, as well as matching Touch Plus controllers, a limited edition Xbox controller, an elite strap, and 3 months of both Meta Horizon Plus and Game Pass Ultimate. I'm not sure, but I think the Meta Horizon Plus is kind of the VR equivalent, with you get free games and such. That actually seems like a pretty decent value for the money. That's not bad for $400. And doing something like this, you know, it makes a certain amount of sense. Xbox is really trying to push the idea that, you know, you can play Xbox on dang near anything, including the upcoming Xbox ROG Ally X. And you can already play Game Pass titles on the Quest, so why not? I guess my question is, why make this such a limited quantity deal? I guess, though, you know, VR is already kind of a niche market, and the amount of people who will want this one specifically, you know, to stream Xbox titles, that's going to be even a smaller group. So maybe it's better to just slap a coat of paint on these things and sell them to the hardcore audience and let them be gone, you know, as opposed to producing too many of them and letting them sit on store shelves. I don't know, just another interesting step in Xbox's new philosophy. So I've talked on the show before about how I'm not really an online multiplayer kind of guy, you know, for two reasons. Number one, I'm not really a very social person, you know, putting on a headset and chatting with people, whether they're friends or strangers. It's just not really my thing. And second, whenever I play a video game, the decision to do that doesn't happen more than 5 or 10 minutes beforehand. As an adult, it's hard to pre-schedule, you know, playtime when you have, you know, so many things on your plate. So when I do play, you know, single player stuff is the way to go. But Rematch looked really cool, you know? So it's an arcade-y style soccer game, or football, if you want to be proper, and it's from the creators of Sifu, and the trailers looked like so much fun that I thought I just needed to give it a shot. And it was on Game Pass also, so, you know, nothing to lose. And I ended up playing a lot this past weekend, and I've been playing pretty much every day since, because I was right, and this game is a ton of fun. That is when the other idiots on your team aren't trying to ruin the experience. But let's talk about the game itself first. So when you start out, your choices are the practice mode and quick play. And later on, you'll unlock ranked games. But at first, I didn't feel ready to, you know, jump into that wood chipper yet. When you start a match, you can choose between 3, 4, or 5 player, you know, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, and 5-on-5 games. And I definitely recommend starting out with the 3-on-3 mode first. It helps you to kind of get the feel of the game before you jump into larger teams, which will definitely require more coordination and more teamwork. What really makes this such an appealing multiplayer game for me, and it's the same thing with games like Splatoon, is that it's quick and it's easy to play. Soccer really doesn't require like a ton of communication, you know, to play. So voice chat isn't necessary. Everyone, you know, knows what the goal is. And with just a click of the right stick, you can, you know, you can call out for the ball or whatever. And as long as everyone works together and is paying attention to what's going on the field, it all works really great. And the matches are just like 5 minutes or 6 minutes long. So it's not a big time commitment either. I can get in a couple of quick matches before work in the morning or right before bed. It's really easy to fit this game into my life. And it feels really good to play. The movement is responsive and it's fluid. And the controls are, they're simple enough that, you know, it's really easy to pick up the basics quickly. But there's enough little tricks and nuances to learn and practice so that you can feel like you're, you know, stepping up your game over time and improving. And it's just, it's so satisfying when you, you know, pull off a slick move, whether it's, you know, playing as the goalie and diving to block a shot or doing a little spin or juke move to dodge a challenger and launch the ball into the corner of the net. It's such a good feeling. But, you know, like the United States of America, what's holding this game back from greatness are the people. Now, when you get a team of people who take the game seriously and they make at least an attempt at teamwork, it's great, you know. Sadly, though, my experience has been that, like, roughly 50% of the time you end up with some jackass who drags down the whole experience, and it sucks. You'll get the people who, you know, they make no attempt whatsoever to pass the ball, and they just charge forward wildly until they inevitably turn the ball over. You've got the folks who, you know, just quit the game, decide to leave after your team goes down by a score or two, leaving you shorthanded for the rest of the match. And worst of all, you'll get people who don't understand the very basic concept that the job of the goalie is to guard the net. And they will leave it completely unmanned to try and go score a goal themselves, which just lets the other team, you know, march right down and launch the ball from the other side of the field into an empty net. You know, now maybe some of this, you know, gets better after a couple of weeks when the people who are just trying it out decide to move on to something else. You know, it is free on Game Pass after all, so you're going to get a lot of people just, you know, checking it out. And maybe some of these people are like 7 years old, you know, who just don't know the basics of the game. I don't know. But regardless of who they are or why they suck, it is such a colossal bummer when you get matched with them, because if one person isn't doing their part, it's really hard for the rest of the team to pick up the slack. It just kind of tanks the game for everybody. Like I said, though, if you have a team of friends that you can squad up with, or if you get matched with some people who at least make an effort, this game is ridiculously fun. It's got a fun and colorful art style with cool looking arenas that can change mid-match, and there's a battle pass style system to unlock things like different pieces of gear or celebrations. I could totally see this being the kind of game that I just keep going back to all year long when, you know, I've got a quick 15, 20 minutes to play. So just do me a favor. When you get rotated into the goalie position, stick close to the freaking net. A time not even that long ago that if you asked me how old I was, I'd be able to tell you, like, immediately. How old are you? 27. How old are you? 33. Boom. I didn't even have to think about it, just right off the top of my head. I knew exactly how long I had been alive. But somewhere around in my 40s, that stopped being the case. I think it was around the time that I stopped looking forward to birthdays. You know, in your 20s and 30s, you get excited about your birthday. You know, oh man, I'm going to take the day off of work. I'm going to go out with my friends. We're going to get torn up. It's going to be amazing. And in your 40s, you start thinking, I swear to God, nobody better mention that it's my birthday. Facebook, you better keep your mouth shut. And that is if you even remember it yourself, which occasionally I don't. So I think once you start not caring or getting excited about it, you kind of stop keeping track of it. So when this woman who works in my office asked me the other day how old I was, I had to stop and think. My first thought was, am I 45? I think I could be 45. That seems plausible. And then I tried to do the math, but the older you get, the tougher that math becomes. You know, I'm a high school dropout, for crying out loud. You can't be asking me questions like that with complicated arithmetic. So I took my shoes off and my socks and I did the counting. And it turns out I'm definitely not 45, which was quite a bummer to realize. It sucks when you think maybe you're younger than you really are. It never happens the other way around. I never think, sweet, I thought I was 50 already. It didn't help either when she said, oh, wow, I was 2 years old when you started working here. Yeah, thanks. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.